This morning we have another of our Hidden Kitchens Chronicles, which tracks secret cooking across America. Well, not exactly secret, but certainly out of sight until the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, find them. In San Francisco, the Kitchen Sisters noticed that every time they took a yellow cab, the driver was from Brazil. Not just from Brazil, but from the same town in Brazil, Goiânia. Cab ride conversations inevitably turned to music and food.
Jeanette, right? Yellow cab?
She does a couple things, also snacks.
That's when the story of Jeanette emerged, a woman from the cabbie's hometown who came each evening after dark to the abandoned industrial street outside the cab company and set up a makeshift rolling night kitchen. The Kitchen Sisters went in search of Jeanette and have been following the saga of her cab yard kitchen over the past 2 years.
After midnight, that's when the big crowd come over. Taxi drivers, nightclub people, bus buyers. This is a spot for everyone. Jeanette's tent, the blue tent.
We are in front of the garage of Yellow Cab San Francisco.
Close by the sidewalk, in the middle of nowhere.
My name is Sergio Pedroza. I drive Yellow Cab. She comes here and learns to cook for us, you know?
My name is Janet Moraes. I make a cooking small business aqui. Só para a comunidade da Yellow Cab. It's just kebab and rice and beans, chicken. This is manjar.
I am Pedro, new homie, Janet's husband. I was born in Goiânia. So I work as a taxi driver, data. You know, I mean, I help her out a little bit, but this is her business.
When I started working at the Yellow Cab Yard, everything was really dirty around there. I needed to make the whole area clean. It was full of homeless people. And the police was always coming to me and saying, be careful, this is a dangerous area. But they looked out for me, and other people started looking out for me. And you're not allowed to serve food there, but I set up that spot. People felt it was a safe place to be and a safe place to eat.
Her kitchen, on the beginning, started in her car. Just little things, and then come the rice and beans and the barbecue. My name is Marcos Coelho. I'm from Goiânia, and now the truck is coming. We're not going to have this place anymore. We're going to have a big truck, and she's going to park here and put some tapes outside and the Brazilian music.
The tent is not accepted by the health department. So we have to do away with this tent and get a catering truck, legal. We have it legalized. It's $80,000, which is a big investment for us.
In the beginning, when she came, was the drivers, you know, the cabbies.
On the Yellow Cab, they like the Brazilian drivers. It's about 386 Brazilian driving a cab. My name is Marcelo Ribeiro. When you grow up in Brazil, the thing we love to do is car racing and motorcycle racing and a lot of business here, like the Norte Beat Pizza, Mr. Pizza Man, all the drivers, they are from Goiânia. Jeanette's the place where we take a break when we are hungry.
Then the good word started to spread out, and now the whole neighborhood, you know, comes here.
Aí ficou brasileiro, americano, né? Quer dizer, todas as...
The people that deliver papers use that street, and musicians stop by to eat. They started to play too when I put out chairs in the street. Then there was the World Cup. We put out a TV set, and you know how Brazilians are. We had 500 people there to watch all the games. We were there until 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. It was crazy.
Last night it was raining so hard, it was pouring, and it was so windy, and everything was shaking around here. But she stayed, her friend and her husband, they hold the tent, and after everybody goes home, then she goes home. My name is Iraj Fatanaiz. I was born in Persia, Iran. I'm a cab driver, I'm driving. I came here to have dinner, everything is good, she cooks. Persian food is rice and kebab, just like this. I didn't know anything about the Brazilian food before.
It's very hard to all the races get together. Like when you go to the airport, we have 3 parking lots for cabs there, and you see cab drivers from all over the world, separate in groups, India, Russian, China, Brazil, Italy. They don't get together. Jeanette is here for so many years, and she knows little things about every one of us. She's like our mother. Even when we don't have money, we can eat and pay another day.
Eu fui, mas já fui no meu apartamento assim, eu nem prefiro nem falar disso.
Someone was following me. I had a lot of cash. I was robbed at my apartment. I think that robbery affected me a lot. I think it does affect me to this day. I hear a little noise in the house, I'm always afraid, but I just gave what I have and I came out with my life.
So life is more important for money.
I don't want to work in the streets anymore, it's very hard.
Oh, the truck.
The truck.
Então eu resolvi devolver.
I used that truck for 5-6 months. I decided that it was better if I returned it. It was not something that we would be using any longer. She's driving.
I'm a driver now.
Yeah. Now I'm a driver and I also work inside Kragen. Kragen Auto Parts.
Eu teria que ter restaurante montado, muito bem montado, meu, sabe?
I still want to work with food. I want to have my own restaurant. I want to go to culinary school. My Blue Tent kitchen, I really miss it sometimes. That was a good time. I think I lived for those cab drivers. The street is a place that everyone goes. It's just a freer place to be.
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters and Jay Allison, mixed by Jim McKee. To find out more about Jeanette's cooking and the new Hidden Kitchens book, visit NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.